that you had a fantastic Thanksgiving. We are happy that you are back with us for another News Roundup Midweek Mini. This Midweek Mini is sponsored by our friends at Card Pointers. As we're holiday shopping, they make sure we are on top of getting all of the great offers we have on our credit cards. So thank you, Card Pointers, for sponsoring this Midweek Mini.
Yes, thank you so much. You guys can find the Card Pointers link where it always is in our show notes. And now on to the news of the week.
It is time for another News Roundup. Everybody seems to love News Roundup episodes, so we are going to bring you the latest and the greatest news in the points and miles world. I hope everyone had a lovely Thanksgiving and your holiday season is in full swing. I hope it is going well. Let's get you updated. If you have not seen all the things going on in the points and miles world, we're here to bring you some of the freshest news. So the first thing we're going to start with is not fun. We'll get that out of the way first, and then we'll get into the really fun stuff.
That's right. First of all, British Airways is devaluing their points. And
boo.
That means, I know, it really is. That's Avios for anybody who does not know that. So if you have any Avios that you're sitting on, or if you have any trips that you know of where you're going to use these points to book, now is the time, because on December 15th, prices are going to go up.
Yeah, the earn and burn. We have talked about this a lot. Always keep it in the front of your mind, because devaluations happen. They happen regularly. So once you have earned points, if you have a trip in mind, go ahead and book things, because your points could become less valuable.
They often do. Okay, let's go through transfer bonuses quickly, because these are fun. We love transfer bonuses, starting with Amex. Go.
Yes, this is much more fun to talk about. Mm-hmm. Amex right now has a phenomenal 40% transfer bonus to Virgin Atlantic. This one goes all the way through December, in theory. But I will remind everyone that they once had a transfer bonus that all went all the way through the month of May, and I went to transfer points to take advantage of a Virgin Atlantic bonus right at the end of the month, and turns out it ended a day early. Basically, so many people had taken advantage of it that they had to end the bonus early. So although this bonus goes through the end of December, if you want to take advantage of it, and you should consider it. I mean, if you are going to London, if Europe is in your mind for the next year, this is definitely a great bonus. 40% is the most I've seen to Virgin Atlantic. Chase recently had a 30% transfer bonus to Virgin Atlantic, but I don't know that I've seen more than 40%. So this one is great if you have a bunch of Amex points that maybe they came over from Rakuten, and you get membership rewards you earn through Rakuten, or however you got your American Express membership rewards. This is a way to really grab that business class flight, maybe, that you've been interested in trying business class, but you would never do it at regular price. Points make that possible. And then when you throw in a 40% transfer bonus and you get a good saver award, great deal on that business class space, this is when you can really make those magical dream trips happen.
Yep. And this is what I'm always talking about. Plan your trip around the flight. Guys, don't be too picky. If you want to take one of these dream business class flights to somewhere in Europe, then using a transfer bonus and building around this is the way to do it. So Chase has two right now. At the time of this recording, they have 70% transfer bonus to IHG. Of course, we know IHG does not have the same value that we see in Hyatt, so you are going to get higher redemption costs. And then this one was annoying to me, because there is a 35% transfer bonus to Air Canada, but what you are not clear on until you get in there and start clicking around is that it actually says up to 35%.
Boo.
It's so
the worst.
Dumb. I was so excited about these flights that I was booking through Air Canada, and I thought I was about to get a 35% transfer bonus. I was so pumped. I needed, I think, 55,000 points. And when I got in there, I realized that anything below 75,000 points, you're only getting a 15% transfer bonus. So that 35% is reserved for people who are transferring something like 150,000 plus points. And I was really disappointed to see that. I really hope that that's not the future of transfer bonuses as a whole. I don't like that. I felt very bait and switched, but I was already attached to the idea of these flights, so I did it anyways.
Oh, did you? I didn't realize that you did book that. Yeah, when you see transfer bonuses, I don't know, I don't look for that up to language. Mm-mm. So I can see how you click on it and you think you're getting one thing only to realize, oh, wait, that's not so much the case. I really don't love that. With that IHG bonus too, guys, that Chase has, just keep in mind, if you're new to this game, I would say when there is a transfer bonus of 70% or more is about the only time I would want to transfer my points, my Chase points over to IHG. And even then, sometimes it's not the best deal. So really look into all your options. Maybe if you're topping off, there certainly are situations where you may want to do it depending on where you need to stay or want to stay. But those bonuses look really big because those points just don't go as far. And mm-hmm. I don't know, 70% sounds great, but just make sure on the other side it is a good deal. And that's a good time to also mention, remember, transfers are final. You mm-hmm. can't go back. Once you move points from whatever bank has a transferable points currency, once they're gone, they're gone. You can't move them back to Chase or back to Amex. So be sure that you want to make that transfer. We don't typically recommend you doing it speculatively just because you think it sounds like a great transfer bonus. Even that 40% to Virgin Atlantic, that's one that I'm like, okay, there are a lot of great deals to be had with Virgin Atlantic. I would be tempted to do it speculatively, but I just would caution you. Be careful. Once your points are moved, they are permanently moved. So remember that. Also, so that was Amex and Chase. At the time of this recording, there's nothing right now from Capital One or Citi. No fun transfer bonuses there. But Rove Miles, which we have really not even mentioned on this podcast yet, they are a new player in the game. We will have to do an episode at some point all about Rove Miles, since they're popping up everywhere. People are paying attention, taking note. They do have a transfer bonus right now to Finnair Plus, and that's Avios too. So keep that in mind. And you can move Avios around a lot. So anytime there's something that is a transfer bonus to Avios, that is something to take note of.
Okay, next on the list, this week, Southwest announced their new partnership with Condor, and this is very fun. The initial U.S. six gateway cities are Boston, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Portland, San Francisco, and Seattle. Now, Condor's main hub is in Frankfurt, Germany, and we're expecting there to be a ton of destinations like Frankfurt, Rome, Paris, Prague. So these are places that you can expect to be able to go, and you will be able to start booking those as of January 19th. We don't know yet if you're going to be able to book this with points, although I would imagine you will be able to. But as of right now, it does not look like the companion pass is going to be available for these flights, which is a bummer. I think we were all hoping that with these international partnerships, we would be able to take advantage of the buy one, get one free. Sadly, at least at this point, that does not seem like it's going to happen.
Yeah, it all goes back to the official terms for the companion pass, because it specifically says companion passes cannot be used on interline itineraries. So you cannot do it anytime it's a partner-operated flight. Your companion pass at this point in the Southwest journey is not valid. It can only be valid on Southwest operated flights. So I know that's disappointing because everybody heard about this partnership happening, and that was the number one thing people were thinking. Are we going to finally have companion pass all the way to Europe? Like, that would be incredible. But at this point, I don't think that is going to happen. I would love to see that change. We'll see what happens. You can look at the benefits of booking your ticket together versus apart. It's all brand new, so we're still figuring it out. I mean, if you did not book your ticket together, I suppose it would be real easy to use your companion pass on your repositioning portion of your flight. Say you needed to get to Boston to then hop on the Condor flight. Maybe you just book a Southwest flight to Boston with your companion pass and then book the Condor leg separately. I'm not sure. I really don't know if they're going to allow you to mix it up where you could use your companion pass just on the Southwest leg and not the other one. I'm very interested to see because at the time of this recording, all the details are still coming out. We really don't know, and people haven't done it yet, obviously, because the partnership is brand new. So I'm excited about this partnership. You know, I'm interested to see what benefits it will have, what the redemptions are like, how expensive it is. It's a good thing. I think Southwest expanding their footprint is a good thing, but there's just a lot more we need to know.
Absolutely. And of course, as always, we will keep you posted as we learn more things, as news comes out. I have to say I'm a little nervous just because when you see far destinations like Hawaii and you see the redemptions for those, they do get really steep. Of course, Southwest has great sales. So as long as their sales also will apply to this partnership, then maybe we will see another great option for getting overseas. It's hard to know. We'll keep you posted. Make sure you guys are following us in our Facebook group. That's also a really good place to get news there, and you'll get that day of. We're pretty good about posting things as they come out in the Facebook group. Make sure you join us over on our Instagrams, and make sure you follow the podcast so you are the first to know when those episodes drop. And we really appreciate it when you guys use the links in our show notes. We have them all down there, all of our partnerships and our discount codes. Those really help giving back to the podcast. We appreciate that support more than we can ever put into words.
Yes, and we thank Card Pointers. They have sponsored this episode. We appreciate you, Card Pointers. We love what you do for everybody in the Points and Miles space for helping keeping us organized and up to date on what offers can save us money and how we can best use our points. So thank you, Card Pointers, for being the sponsor of this Midweek Mini. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye, guys.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.